If I say you click on this link and your company may get ransomware versus you click on this link, your company could get ransomware, but you could also be inviting hackers into your home. So I think when you make it much more personal, people are more personally invested.
Good day and welcome to another HIMSCast podcast. I am Bill Sawicki, Managing Editor of Healthcare IT News, a HIMSS Media publication. Today, we will be talking about cybersecurity education for healthcare provider organization employees, education that really works and gets through. My guest is Tyler Cohen Wood. Tyler is co-founder of Dark Kryptonite, a networking and cybersecurity technology vendor that offers what it calls the Alternet, an internet alternative that aims to give organizations the privacy they need and is designed to eliminate the threat of ransomware, phishing, and malware. Tyler also was Deputy Division Chief and Senior Intelligence Officer for the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency, where she helped the White House and DOD thwart many threats to U.S. cybersecurity. She developed and taught cybersecurity awareness training to federal law enforcement, U.S. Special Forces, and other three-letter agency case officers at the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency for several years as Deputy Division Chief and Senior Intelligence Officer. That experience has influenced everything she does, because when she creates capabilities or cybersecurity awareness training in this capacity, she does so with the mindset that if the person's traffic is captured, it means they're dead. She also served at Inspired eLearning, where she was their subject matter expert and helped develop all of their cybersecurity awareness training. She won awards for two of the courses she created. Welcome, Tyler.
Thank you so much for having me, Bill. I'm really excited to be here.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much. So let's jump right in. I have some questions for you today, Tyler. First of all, where should a healthcare chief information security officer, chief information officer, or other security leaders start the process of putting together a high quality cybersecurity education program?
I mean, that's a really good question. You know, one of the things that really has to be done is kind of define the scope of what the security awareness training program is and really make sure that key stakeholders are involved, and also planning really a workable program with measurable goals. But what is interesting to me, especially with healthcare, is you really want to have secure the entire ecosystem from phone to wearable device. You want to make sure that that's safe. But, you know, one of the biggest problems is that roughly 96% of breaches started from a phishing attack, a socially engineered phishing attack. So cybersecurity awareness training is critical for every single employee, because we all have so many devices connected to us. And the more devices that we have, the greater the threat surface is.
Okay. So what are some best practices for building a cybersecurity education program? What are tools that can help CISOs, CIOs, and other security leaders?
Well, I think what you need to do is you want to have a cybersecurity security awareness training program that is robust, but also fits in with the scope of your ecosystem. So, you know, for healthcare, you're going to have everyone, you know, really going through the cybersecurity awareness training so that, you know, they really understand what the threats and what the risks are. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, Bill, I've been doing this for over 20 years. I have never seen hackers as aggressive as they are today. It's pretty scary. You know, when you see statistics like 76% of companies expect to be hacked within the next 12 months, that just tells me that we need to do better, and we may need to shift how we do cybersecurity awareness training.
Yes, that does seem to be the case. I got another question for you. What are things that CISOs and CIOs and other security leaders should avoid while putting together their education program?
Well, I may be one of the only cybersecurity people in the world that's going to say this, but the most people I've asked, you know, how do you like your cybersecurity awareness training? And these are people not in the cybersecurity field. And 9 out of 10 times they say, I find cybersecurity awareness training, it's annoying. It keeps me from doing my job. And I don't really learn anything. And I think that there's sort of an animosity sometimes between cybersecurity people and everybody else, because we want to secure the car by removing the engine, the wheels, you know, everything, so that it's not, someone doesn't want to steal it, but then you can't really use it anyway. So it's finding that balance. And I think also, you know, making people feel like, you know, they've done something wrong if they have clicked on something. Well, they have, but there are so many threats out there nowadays that I'm just not sure cybersecurity awareness training in of itself is enough. I think it's really, you have to have the right type of cybersecurity awareness training, and you also have the right tools to help really reinforce that. And it has to be reinforced.
Okay. So what are components of a cybersecurity education program that you've found really get through to people and sink in? And why is it?
Well, this is a really interesting thing. And I have noticed this. I have definitely noticed this. So when I'm putting together a presentation or I'm putting together a course, I have found that people are more engaged and more willing to listen and really take the time to learn these different types of skills when they believe that it's not only just for protecting their business, but protecting themselves and their families, because the techniques that you're going to use are kind of the same thing. And I've noticed if I say you click on this link and your company may get ransomware versus you click on this link, your company could get ransomware, but you could also be inviting hackers into your home. So I think when you make it much more personal, people are more personally invested and they actually do want to learn how to protect their family along with their business.
That sounds like a good technique.
It works too. It really does, because I've noticed a difference when I would do keynotes just using straight cybersecurity principles. You know, there were people looking around, but once I started making it more personal, I mean, people take notice because they want to protect themselves and their families too. And it's just sort of shifting the focus in a slightly.
Okay. So one more question for you today, Tyler. How should security leaders keep a cybersecurity education program going on an ongoing basis? How often should they do things? When should they freshen things up? That kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, roughly a good portion of it is going to always be the same, like, you know, watch for social engineering attacks, you know, and anytime you get a phone call or an email that is based on fear, urgency and good trust, you know, hang up the phone, or don't click on the email link. But, you know, since things move so rapidly, and since we still have a lot of people working from a home environment, you know, we really need to make that cybersecurity awareness training fit around working from home, as well as, you know, when you're inside of the business or when you're on travel. And I think freshening things up, you know, I would have said, you know, every year, but, you know, it could even be twice a year that you may want to freshen things up a little bit, because if you keep consistent with it and you keep updating it, then it's just going to be the small little things that you have to put in as these new types of technologies and threats start to occur.
That's fantastic. So that's our HIMSCast for today. I'd like to thank my guest, Tyler Cohen Wood of Dark Kryptonite. Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you so much, Bill. I really had a great time.
And HymnsCast listeners, stay tuned. Another podcast will be coming your way soon. Thank you.